Now I don't know if anyone of you likes to receive gifts. If you do, could you please just raise your hands? Who would like to receive a gift right now? If you want to receive a gift right now, you can actually feel underneath your chair. Okay, that was just to see you would really like to receive the gift. But that would have been so cool if there was a gift underneath your seat. But obviously, all of us likes to receive gifts, right? Now, before we talk about gifts, in the New Testament, when we read about church, New Testament church, we see six pictures of church. Easy way to remember it, three F's, the letter F, and three B's. So we read about family, church as a family, church as a flock, like a flock of sheep, and church as a fellowship of believers. And then the three B's is church as a bride, church as a building of living stones, but then also church as a body, the body of Christ. So we're going to look at church as a body when we're going to discuss the gifts. So, Christelle, if you can please put on Romans 12, verse 4 and 5. Okay. So, there we read, just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are all parts of His one body, and each of us has a different work to do. And since we are all one body in Christ, we belong to each other, and each of us needs all the others. So, we are all part, according to Scripture, of the body of Christ. So, I would like everyone to say, this is the body of Christ. But you can use your arms for this. Say, this is the body of Christ. So, this is the body of Christ, right? And then, I am a part of it. You guys can say, I am a part of it. So if you believe that you are part of church, and we see that church is the body of Christ, then this is the body of Christ, and I am a part of that body, right? Just way back when we joined Josh Jen, there was a Wednesday evening, it was a combined community, and it was like a worship evening. I worked a bit late, had quite a hectic week, and I got there quite late, entered at the back. Was a bit tired, not feeling so lekker, and I just started to pray. Everyone was worshiping, and I started to pray, and I said, Jesus, I just want to see you. And I felt the Lord said, well, then open your eyes and look, because this is my body. And the way that we conduct ourselves, because I think the Lord knows that, listen, this is a physical world that we're living in, and we need to see. The people outside needs to see before they can believe. So, obviously, Jesus is not here anymore in a bodily form, so we need to represent Him as a body. Okay, but if we look at verse 4 again, can we? Okay, so just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function. So, not some of the parts, but each part has a special function. So literally, every single part of the body has got a special function. Okay, so we said that this is the body of Christ. I am a part of it. So you can just tap the guy next to you just to wake him up, but also say, yo, body part. Just for him to remember that, listen, I am a part of the body of Christ. Say, yo, body part, you've got a special function. Because that is a truth that we need to know. We need to believe that, because the enemy will never want us to know that and to believe that. Okay, so the first point that we should remember is that this is the body of Christ, I am a part of it, and I have a special function. Okay, then it is quite important for us to know the functions of the body. Like our physical bodies, we know that our eyes is there too. Okay, some of you don't know, it's there for us to see, yeah. Maybe you'll nose this one. Your nose is there too. Well done, getting closer. So we've got different, so we know that our lungs is there to put oxygen into our bloodstreams, and our gut is there to put nutrients into our bloodstream, and our heart is there to pump the blood through our bodies. So all the different parts. And then when we get to the muscles, they're small muscles with specific functions. But if some part of the body is not doing its part, the whole body is actually getting sick. So every part, they used to believe that the appendix has no function. So some of you might think, well, maybe I'm the appendix. There's no blended atom. So, okay, but I'm just an appendix. I don't have a function. Even the appendix has a function. It's like a safe house for your microbiome to stay and to live whenever it's needed. So literally every single part in our body has a function, and that is something. So never believe, don't let the enemy tell you the lie of, hey, appendix, you've got nothing to do. You've got no function at all. You have a function. So if we believe that this is the body of Christ, I'm a part of it, and I've got a function, I've got a special function, then we need to look at, okay, well, how does the body of Christ, what is the functions in the body of Christ? We need to know that so that we can be functional. Okay, so for that, we're just going to read a little bit further. So from verse 6, okay, I'm just going to read over here. This is the NLT. I'm also reading out of the NLT, but sometimes there's a little differences. So in His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. Okay, so this is where the gifts come in. The gifts, basically, is the functions of the body of Christ. So if we want to know, okay, what is the functions of the body of Christ, then we should look at the gift. The gifts is the functions. We also read in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 7, it says, a spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. Okay, so there's a reason for the spiritual gifts. Okay. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. So we see the gift of prophecy. Now, I want to help you guys to remember the gifts, because we need to be aware of them to know that, okay, what is my gift? What is my function? So I thought about people that I know that has these gifts. So Martelie is one of them with the gift of prophecy, but I think she's in kids' church. Is there anyone else who feels that they've got the gift of prophecy? So listen, acknowledging a gift is not boasting. A gift is given to you by God for a reason. So sometimes we think, okay, no, we need to be humble. I'm not going to acknowledge my gifts. But that is actually stepping back and not wanting to walk in your function. So is there maybe someone, or if you feel you look quite close to Martelie, Salome, if you can come and stand over here, please. Yeah. Okay, so this is Martelie. Okay, so this is the first gift, the gift of prophecy. So remember this. This is just like a beacon for the gift of prophecy. Then if your gift is serving others, serve them well. Dean Machine. If you can maybe stand over here, please. Okay, so we've got prophecy, and we've got the gift of serving others. Okay. Then if you are a teacher, teach well. Malan. Oh, any bosman? Yes. Malan, the gift of teaching.
Teaching Marikisme.
Okay, great. Daar sê. Marikie, kan ek ook vra? Kan ek ook vra, nee? Ek wil net so een van elkeen, hè? Net vir nou, ja. So, jy kan staan of jy kan staan. Enigeen. Okay, Marikie, okay. Okay, so then, the next one is, if your gift is to encourage others, then be encouraging. Leroux. Always ready with an encouraging word. You'll just get a message from Leroux, just encouraging. So it's, yeah. Then if your gift is giving, then give generously. Tinus is Tinus dalk hierso. Tinus kyk nou net. Yes. Tinus kan jy dalk hierso staan asseblief. I'll say. Okay. Then if you have if God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously, Vian. I think Vian is a man met leierskap. Thank you, Vian. Yes. And then if you have a gift of showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Ek het vir Lisa. Lisa or Hanley Divenage. Please. Hanley specifically asked me before the time. Is there something? Ger, can you please call me up? I like to stand in front of people. So just for us to remember. So I want you to think as you sit here. Because remember, there's other gifts in 1 Corinthians 12 as well. But Leonard asked specifically, so do we just talk about the gifts in Romans 12? So you can look in 1 Corinthians 12 as well. But now we've got the gift of prophecy. So think about that. We got the gift of serving others, of teaching. So teaching people, being able to help people understand something better. The gift of encouragement, to encourage others. To when they feel down, downcast or tired, to encourage them. The gift of giving, if you just love to give generously to help people in need. The gift of leadership, to being able to lead someone, especially lead someone into what God has for them. And then the gift of kindness, just to be kind to people. Sometimes a kind word can just help someone so much. Just that smile, that blink in the eye, just being kind to people. So as they stand here, I'm just going to let them stand here for another 22 minutes. But just so that you guys can think, can I relate to one of those gifts? And there's nothing wrong. So just think, which part of the body am I? So what is my function? And if you don't know, and you say, I don't know, it's all right. We will make time later to pray for you. Gifts. You guys can sit down. Thank you so much. So, point number one, we must believe that this is the body of Christ. I am a part of it, and I've got a special function. So when I'm part of church, that's the first thing. The second thing is to know the functions by acknowledging your gift. It is not boasting, because you acknowledge your gift in humility, and it is there to serve others. Your gift is never to build yourself. Your gift is to serve others, to do a certain function in the body for the sake of others. Okay. Then, the third thing I want to talk about is it is important for us to use our gifts. If we acknowledge our gifts and we know what our function is, but we are not functional. Imagine the heart was like, I know my function is to pump the blood through, but I'm not going to do it. The whole body is going to die. So you've got your certain function, and it is crucial that we are functional with that. So we need to use our gifts. If we acknowledge our gifts, we identified it, then it's important for us to use and to develop our gifts. So, and we should use it with enthusiasm. We know the brand Nike or Nike, I never know how to say it, but they've got most, their slogan is, just do it. But this is not just do it. This is do it with enthusiasm. The scripture doesn't read, if your gift is giving, just give. If your gift is teaching, just do it. That is not what it says. There's an enthusiasm. Let's read from verse 6 again. I'm going to read that and just listen to the way that we should use our gifts. So, if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, just do it. No, serve them well. Serve them well. There's a thing of excellence in there. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, then be encouraging. Be encouraging. If it is giving, then give generously. You can see that excellence coming in. There's not a thing about just do it. Do it with excellence. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. Don't just do it. Forget about Nike. Okay. If God has given you, And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. So there's a thing about excellence. So don't just do it, but do it well. Do it with excellence. Okay. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 6, we read, Paul writes this letter to Timothy and he says, this is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. So not a thing about just being a little small fire. Take that gift and fan it into flames. Make a fire. It must be big. We need to use but also develop our gift. So how do we develop a gift? How do we use and develop a gift? I don't know if you ever heard of these two people, but there's two people that play tennis, Venus and Serena Williams, and their dad was basically their coach. And he gave them a tennis racket. He gave tennis rackets to them as gifts. So then they started using it. And when you use a gift, so let's talk about a tennis racket as a gift. Now you receive this gift. When you start to use it, you are not a professional from the get-go. You're going to hit the ball into the net. You're going to hit the ball out of the court. You're going to miss the ball sometimes. It's not going to be perfect every single time as you start to use it. But the more you use it, the better you get at it. And then obviously, spending time with your coach, with your father. They spend time with their father. Spending time with Jesus. Spending time with the Holy Spirit being your coach, guiding you, telling you how to use your gift. That is how you develop this gift. So you use it and you spend time. And you use it and you spend time with your coach. And you use it and you spend time. And this will go on and go on. I always look at people like a Mike Dauphin or Andrew Selly with the gift of teaching. They've used this a lot. They've spent a lot of time in the presence of their coach. And look at how well developed that gift is for the sake. And we, the rest of the body, we are benefiting from that gift. So they use it and they stay in the presence of their coach for our benefit. So think if all of us started to use our gifts more and more, spending time with our coach, how we can develop that gift. Now, just something that is very, very important. Just one step back quickly. If a father gives his son a fishing rod and they go fish and he teaches him how to use it, that is a special time. Every time that you walk in your gift, there's a special closeness that you will start to experience with your father. You feel that. When you get a prophetic word for someone, there's this goosebump feeling that my father is close to me right now. When you teach, when you serve others, when you're kind, when you give, you can feel there's a certain closeness with your father. So it's so special. And if you think about it, God didn't need to give us gifts. God could have done it all on his own. He chose, this is the way I want to reach the world, through my body. I want to give people gifts to reach the world. He didn't need to do that. He did it so that he can be close to us and that we can walk this journey with him. So just something that is very important and I want to highlight is always to remember this is a gift. It's not a reward. It's not something you've done and God said, okay, well done, you deserve this. A gift is something you don't deserve. So acknowledging your gift is not boasting, but acknowledging it with humility, walking in it with humility, and realizing that this is something that I received without deserving it for the sake of others. I don't know if you ever heard about a guy named Paul in the New Testament. So basically, this is the guy with probably the most incredible spiritual CV. If you ever would have gotten something like a spiritual CV, this guy had a massive CV. He was a Jew. He was a Pharisee, like a Pharisee of Pharisees. He could basically recite the whole Bible to you. That's how well he knew basically the Old Testament. They spent hours and hours and hours and hours studying the law. And then one day on the road to Damascus, he had this massive encounter with Jesus, like probably none of us ever had, like that intense. Like the Middle Eastern sun, 12 o'clock in the day, so bright, the light outshined, I don't know how you say it, the sun. It was so bright, he encountered Jesus. And then after that, he even spent 13 years before he went out and started planting churches to make sure that he understood the gospel, and he walked with people, and he planted churches, and he wrote letters. They say that Paul was one of the best writers of the ancient times. The letter to the Romans was one of the longest ever written in the ancient times. He was like so gifted in writing letters, planting churches, preaching, teaching people. But one of my favorite scriptures, this man with this super incredible CV, in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 1 to 5. Now remember, all this is done. He's been in prison for Jesus. He walked the walk. But listen to this humility. Now he writes, this is his fourth letter to the Corinthians, but in the Bible, the second letter. When I first came to you, dear brothers and sisters, so now he tells them about the first time he visited them, the church in Corinth. When I came to you for the first time, listen at his heart's posture. I didn't use lofty words and impressive wisdom to tell you God's secret plan. He could have, because he had it all, but he didn't. For I decided that while I was with you, I would forget everything except Jesus Christ, the one who was crucified. Listen to verse 3. This is so beautiful. He said, I came to you in weakness, timid and trembling. He stood in front of them with this massive CV, with all these gifts. He acknowledged these gifts in humility, but he stood in front of them in weakness, timid and trembling. So that was his just knowing that this is all about God. And my message and my preaching were very plain. Rather than using clever and persuasive speeches, I relied only on the power of the Holy Spirit. I did this so you would trust, not in human wisdom, but in the power of God. He knew to listen to the voice of his coach. He didn't follow his own head, his own heart. So when he walked in his gift, he was always so aware of his coach's voice, like the teacher. The student never becomes more important than the teacher. Venus and Serena Williams listened to the voice of their father. While they were on court, they could hear, this is what my dad would tell me to do now. This is what my coach would tell me to do. And this is the heart's posture of a guy like Paul, knowing that when I walk in my gift, to listen, to be aware of the voice of my coach. So basically, in summary, point number one, this is the body of Christ. It's a fact, it's truth, it's in the Bible. This is the body of Christ. I am a part of it, and I've got a special function. That's truth. And that's something we must believe. The enemy will not let us believe something else. Secondly, it's my responsibility to realize, to know what my function in this body is. I need to pray about it. I need to ask, if I feel that I haven't received my gift yet, ask God. And Leonard preached about laying on of hands, and at the end we will have time for people that's not sure what their gift is, that we can pray for one another, lay hands on one another, so that you might receive your gift or might become aware of your gift that God has given you. So point number two is, I must be aware of my gift and I must be functional with my gift. Point number three is, I must use my gift and I must develop my gift in humility. That is, it is not an optional thing. It is something that we must do. We must be functional in the body. If any body part now decides, I'm not going to be functional anymore, the rest of the body, so it's, you owe that to the person next to you, you owe that to the rest of the body, and that is what Christ wants for you. So, making it practical, we are going to pray for one another, but step one, being part of a body. So there's a time that you realize that I need a savior, and when you move over to that step and say, I accept Jesus Christ as my savior, my Lord and Savior, and you become part of a church, you become part of a body. So there might be some of you here today that feels like, so I'm not already part of this body. Maybe I'm just visiting. Maybe I'm looking in. I haven't given my life to Jesus. I am not part of the body of Christ yet. Remember that scripture Malan read in the beginning? We are saved by grace through faith for good works. We are saved for good works. So if you sit here and you think, I'm not sure if I'm saved yet. I don't think I've given my life to Jesus, or I want to give my life to Jesus because I want to be part of the body of Christ. I want to give you the opportunity, and I'm going to ask everyone here to close your eyes. And if that is you, if you haven't given your life to Jesus yet, and you would like to give your life to Jesus today, that you would be so bold to raise your hand with all the eyes closed. And for all of those of us, if you know in your heart that you've made right with Christ, you've given your life to Christ, and you accept the truth that you are a part of the body of Christ, and you accept the truth that you have got a special function in this body, I want you to raise your hand today if you accept the truth that you have got a special function. If you accept the truth that you are a part of the body of Christ, I want you to raise your hand because I want to pray for you. I want to pray for all of you. Yes, thank you. Yeah, that is it. That is. We accept the truth that I'm a part of the body of Christ. I accept the truth that I've got a function. Yeah. So I just want to pray for us in that space. Oh, Lord, thank you for the opportunity of being part of your body, God. Lord, we accept the truth that you have a function, that you have a special function for each one of us, Lord. Lord, I want to pray that you would give us the boldness, Lord, that we would walk in that gift, Lord, that we would be functional in your body, Lord. Lord, I pray that we would develop our gifts by spending time with you, by using our gifts, Lord, for the sake of others, Lord. I pray that we would be people that would stay humble as we use our gifts, as we develop our gifts, that we would stay humble and always remember that that is a gift for the sake of others, Lord. And that we would be so aware of your voice, of your guidance, and that we would listen to you and follow you as we use and develop our gifts. And then I also want to ask if you, and this is where Leonard asked us, and he said, he preached about laying on of hands last week, And he said that is something that a muscle that we need to develop as a church is laying on of hands and praying for one another. And this is where it becomes real. This is where we say, listen, I'm not really sure about my gift. I'm not sure that I even received the gift yet, or I'm not really sure what it is. But I know, I believe that I am a part of the body of Christ. I believe that I've got a special function in this body because that is the truth. I know it's true.